Hi, my name is Alicia, and I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ who struggles with loving responsibly, sexual impurities, food addiction, and people-pleasing, aka low-key codependency. Hi, family. When Emily told us that she would like for us to give mini monies, I kind of almost crawled up in a dark corner and went into fetal position. And then when she said that she'd like for me to share it here Sunday morning, I, you know, thought about skipping town, but, you know, I showed up. So I thought, I have not even started an actual testimony. I still have issues, and how can I possibly put into words how God and this ministry have moved in my life this past year? So I guess I will begin at the beginning. My younger brother and I grew up in Nutter Fort, West Virginia. We were raised in the church and to believe that there is a sovereign God in heaven who loves us very much. Praise him. I remember accepting Christ at a very young age. Mom and Dad never did have a solid relationship. Lots of deceit and unfaithfulness on Dad's end. Lots of control issues and insecurities on Mom's. Things were bound to get hairy. They divorced when I was 6 years old. Around that time, my younger brother and I would cuddle up with Mom and cry over where Daddy might be and worry about Mommy in general. After a short, blurry period of time, things started to feel fine. Mom and Dad remained cordial as he led his spiraling, sinful lifestyle, and Mom led her controlled, busy one. I remember being encouraged to join the Banana Splits Club in elementary school because it was a club for kids with divorced parents. I said, sure, why not? But it was secretly to get in on the actual banana splits they made at the end of the year. It was around this age when I developed serious eating issues. I thought I was eating because I was hungry or it was that good. But honestly, I was eating emotions, trying to fill all the cracks in my heart. So there I was, the overweight, funny kid who loved making people happy because that is what I thought might make people stick around and love me. As I grew older, I developed a love for sports and found an outlet through volleyball, basketball, softball, and of course, singing. I slimmed down and started wearing makeup, so obviously I knew everything by the age of 13. My mom and I seriously began to bump heads. Arguments could get extremely ugly between us, and little did I know, but there was underlying resentment outlining every bitter word. I regret every ignorant thing I have ever said to my mother, because she is truly one of the strongest women I know. I was resentful because she always lived vicariously through my brother and me and never pursued her own dreams. She refused to date after a few bad experiences, and so it was just the three amigos growing up. Dad would show up at sporting events to cheer and say, "Those are my babies." Other than that, we received no parenting, good advice, or true selfless love from my father. As a teen is when I began to seek the love I felt I was missing, and I strived for it any way I knew how. The moment any male showed interest, I was all in, whatever way that male saw fit. I always said I didn't have a type. Well, that's because I was too worried about being everyone's type. This got me into some trouble that I had no business being in. My self-worth was placed in the hands of whoever I could keep attention from. Unfortunately, promiscuity eventually accompanied this way of thinking and behaving. When God gave me the courage and strength to end a mentally abusive relationship headed down a rocky slope, I began to see the light again. It took time and a lot of prayer, but I slowly regained some of the joy that the devil stole. This was the same year I was introduced to Celebrate Recovery. When I first saw the CR table at the activities fair at AB, I thought, hey, I've heard about that before. We have that at my church, Horizons, where John Eklund was leading at the time. Something tugged me in that direction, that something being Jesus, and urged me to check it out. They had sheets where they asked me to write down some of my issues. Issues? I had issues? I was not sure exactly what my issues were, but I was so about to find out. Our first leadership meeting had us diving into the step study. I had never done anything like this before, so I was open-minded, but also leery. I was not much for letting people see deep beyond the happy-go-lucky surface. Once God started revealing the truth to me, there was no looking back. I found such healing in the raw truth. Step 5, we admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. Having other ministry leaders and friends to confide in as accountability partners was something I had never truly experienced before. What a blessing. On top of the healing I received from simply working the program, I was given the opportunity to lead worship. Before CR, I had never led any sort of musical group. Standing up in front of a room full of people singing praises to our Father in heaven has got to be one of the most rewarding things I will ever do on this earth. I thank God for the ability to lift up a joyful noise to him. Since the CR journey began, my relationship with my mother has been healed, and we can actually have a great time together. My relationship with my dad is continuing to heal as we become more open with one another. I am working through food issues and no longer look to stuff my face with feelings. I am continuing to work on seeing myself the way God sees me and respecting myself, his creation. Everything that the devil stole, God is giving back to me. Joel 2:25 says this, "And I will restore to you the years the locust hath eaten." Where am I at? I often think, oh my gosh, I'm already 21 years old and my life is a mess. Well, I'm right about one thing. My life is a mess, but with God's love, grace, and mercy, it is made new and beautiful. As for my age, I have many more mistakes to make and many, many more victories to claim through Christ. This program works if you work it. But I must warn you, if you ask God to intervene in your life, you best believe he is sure and faithful to do so. Thanks for letting me share.